Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Olivia, am I to deduce from those sounds you're making that you need a refill?
Oh, no thanks, Eugene. One's enough for me. I have this tune stuck in my head, and I just can't get rid of it.
Oh.
Does that ever happen to you?
Well, fortunately, I have the mental discipline to prevent that sort of unwanted invasion of my brain synapses.
But why does it happen?
Well, studies have suggested that the phenomenon of involuntary musical imagery, known commonly as an earworm or repetune, occurs when your brain, your memory to be precise, is attempting to remember the entire song.
But I don't know the whole song. I only heard part of it on the radio.
Well, that makes things difficult. Perhaps if you sing some of it to me, I might know it to sing the rest.
No, I don't sing for people.
Well, possibly you could work it out on the piano in the little theater, or on my ukulele or a guitar.
I can't play the ukulele, but I'd love to learn how to play the guitar.
Truly? Well, I've recently begun to give lessons on stringed instruments, ukulele or guitar.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Is it expensive? I mean, if I wanted you to teach me?
Well, actually, I'm teaching for free as part of Mr. Whitaker's new arts initiative.
Mr. Whitaker's doing a what?
He wants to encourage the young people who come to Wits End to engage in the arts. I'm instructing in music, whilst Miss Kendall is producing theatrical efforts in the little theater.
Oh, that's so great!
Mm-hmm.
Well, when can we start?
Well,
where do I get a guitar? What about a book? Do I need a book? I had one for piano.
Calm down, Miss Parker. You may borrow my old guitar. It's perfect for beginners, and will save you the investment just in case you, choose not to continue.
Choose not to continue?
Mm-hmm.
When I set my mind to something, I see it through.
Well, I'm certain you do. I'll get my guitar and bring it to your house this afternoon, if that's all right. And if you have time, we may be able to start with some of the basics.
Oh, that is so perfect!
Till then.
Bye! This will be so cool!
Oh, Olivia, I'm glad you're here. I need to talk to you about our drama production.
Yeah, Eugene said you're doing a play.
Yeah, and I really need you to join us. It's something we're doing for the preschoolers. It's a retelling of the story of Noah's Ark. And I'd like you to be Mrs. Noah. I can't think of anyone I'd trust more.
Sure, I'd love to do it.
Oh, that's great. We'll rehearse for an hour or so each day. Our first meeting is in the little theater tomorrow after school.
I'll be there.
Great, see you then.
Man, what a day.
Coming. Hi there, Eugene.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Parker.
Ava, come inside. Olivia is so excited. It's very kind of you to teach her guitar. Thank you so much.
Oh, the satisfaction of an eager student is more than enough thing.
Hi, Eugene. I'm ready.
You two can set up in the den. I chased out Matthew and your dad so you could have some privacy. This way.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Parker.
Ava, please.
Oh.
Is that it?
Indeed. Meet Henrietta.
You named your guitar?
Well, I know it's uncharacteristically sentimental of me, but Henrietta was an astronomer I admire. Uh-huh.
So the guitar's a girl?
It has to be a girl. In Spanish, guitarra is feminine.
Well, so is tortilla, but I'll bet he doesn't name those before dinner.
Well, it's a bad policy to name anything you intend to eat.
That's true. Well, you two have fun.
Thank you, Ava.
Ava.
Thanks, Mom.
Okay. There we go. All set. Now it's your turn, Olivia.
Great. What do I do?
Oh, of course. We're going to learn a few simple chords. Let's start off with a G chord. All you have to do is put your fourth finger right over here.
Here?
Mm-hmm. Now, not on top of it, just behind the fret. See?
Like this?
Like that. Now, this is a plectrum, sometimes known as a pick. Hold this in your right hand, like this, and then strum.
Okay, here it goes. That can't be right.
It's okay. It's a fine start. It sounds like your finger just slipped a little. Now, keep it right there.
Okay.
Okay? Try it again.
It looks so easy on TV.
Well, work on how you hold the neck of the guitar. Keep your thumb right on the back, not wrapped around. Okay, that's good. That's good. Okay, now try again.
Hey! I did it!
All right. A solid first step. Now try and strum in rhythm like this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Do it.
3, 4, 1. Okay, this is fun and all, but when did I get to learn a song?
Oh, eventually, Olivia. These things take time and practice.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Dad.
Is Eugene still here? I wanted to see if he'd like to stay for dinner.
No, he left a while ago.
Oh. Well, it's time to wash up. We're going to eat.
Oh.
I'm proud of you for trying to do this, Olivia. I really hope you'll stay with it.
Stay with it? Of course I'll stay with it. Why wouldn't I?
Shall we go upstairs and look at all the things in the attic? The karate outfit, the ballet slippers, the tennis racket, the candle-making kit, the cookbooks, the crochet needles, the easel and paints.
This is different. I really want to learn how to play the guitar.
Great.
I will, Dad.
Of course she will.
Mom, did you hear me? I can play guitar.
I heard.
And it's really fun. I know 2 chords already. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. After another lesson or two, I'll be able to play a whole song.
Your abuelita was listening. It brought tears to her eyes.
Was it that bad?
No. It's because your abuelo played the guitar. You see, it's in your blood.
Was Grandpa good?
I always thought so. He played for years. In fact, when he was courting your abuelita, he used to go to her house to serenade her on the veranda.
A veranda? I thought you said he played the guitar.
Go wash your hands.
Yes, ma'am.
Olivia, are you serious about this?
Serious? Look, Mom, Dad already reminded me of all...
No, listen. There's a song your abuelita loves. It's called Cuatro Milpas. Her birthday's in a couple of weeks.
Yeah?
I thought it would be nice if you could learn that song on the guitar and play it for her at the party. It'd mean a lot more to her than anything you could buy.
You think so?
Oh, yes. It's a lot to learn in a short time.
Well, I can do it, Mom. You watch.
I'll listen.
Huh.
Come in.
Hey.
Oh, hi, Dad.
I was listening to you in the hall. Your guitaring sounds great. How did you pick that up so fast?
What? Oh, no, that's not me. Oh. Mom let me download some flamingo music for practice. See?
Oh. Well, that's flamenco, by the way.
Well, it is. It's hard on my fingers, and I broke a nail.
One must sacrifice for one's art. Look, Connie just called to remind you about a drama meeting.
Yeah, she's putting on a play for some kids, and she wants me in it. I'm going to be Mrs. Noah. Cool, huh?
Hold on a second. Don't you have something to ask first?
Oh, yeah. I have to ask Mom if I can borrow her old bathrobe. I'll need a costume.
Olivia, I mean, you need to ask permission. We don't want you overcommitting yourself.
I won't. We'll rehearse for an hour after school, and that's it.
Well, what about your guitar lessons? Do you think you'll have time for them, too? And your mom said you're trying to learn a song for your grandmother's birthday. That's going to take some intense work.
I know. I can handle it. I promise.
You promise? Well, if you promise...
Thanks, Dad!
Oh, Olivia, I mean it. You can't let all this stuff get in the way of your responsibilities for school and at home. Understood?
Yo comprendo, Papa. I gotta go!
Okay.
Start. I've handed out all of the roles and assignments, and you have a complete schedule of rehearsals. Oh, except for one slight change in the cast. Whit will be playing the voice of God.
Oh, I am?
Great, you're into the role already.
But I thought Red Hollard was playing God.
Well, his uncle Eustace is having a gallstone removed, so he can't do it now. Do you mind?
Well, I'm happy to help out. Is there anything else I can do?
Well, Red was also going to build some of the sets.
I got it. Is that what he's done so far?
Uh-huh.
Why is the ark made out of cinder blocks?
Because they're cubes, and Red thought that's what the Bible meant when it talked about cubits.
Right. I'll get to work.
Thanks, Whit. Okay, gather around, everybody. Gather around. I just want to have a little talk to launch our play. Thank you all for helping out with this. I know it's fun, but it'll be a lot of work, too. Now, our performance is set for 2 weeks from Saturday. We'll have 3 daycare centers coming to watch. And just because they're little kids doesn't mean we don't have to take this seriously, right? Remember, if you don't practice or learn your lines, the whole production suffers. Okay, let's start with Mr. and Mrs. Noah over here. That's Barrett and Olivia. Let's see. Where's Olivia?
I'm here, Connie. I'm sorry I'm late.
Okay, well, grab a script from the table and come on up.
Okay.
And let's get to work.
That's right.
That was a great first rehearsal, guys. Same time tomorrow, and I want scenes 2 and 3 memorized.
Bye, Connie.
Oh, Olivia, don't forget to take a copy of our schedule.
Oh, right. Thanks.
Miss Parker?
Hi, Eugene.
Did you happen to notice the time?
Yeah, it's 4:30.
Mm-hmm. And I thought we were practicing at 4 o'clock.
Oh, sorry.
That's my fault, Eugene. I kept them late.
Well, unfortunately, I have another obligation and won't be able to teach you now.
Oh.
Still, here's a copy of the practice book. I want you to practice the G7 chord in preparation for your grandmother's birthday. Consider this a homework assignment.
Homework?
Mm-hmm. To make up for our lost time. The G7 requires more dexterity than G and certainly than E minor, but I'm sure you'll master it in no time.
Okay, G7. Got it.
The important thing to remember is to keep practicing. Machu Picchu wasn't constructed in a day, after all.
What?
Nobody learns it all overnight.
Isn't that what I said?
Oh. Will my fingertips stop hurting?
Eventually, yes. And I'll see you tomorrow at 5 o'clock, since you're obviously occupied at 4 o'clock.
Thanks.
And those 2 scenes, don't forget about those.
The 2 scenes, right. G7 and 8.
Scenes 2 and 3.
Got it. Maybe I should practice my lines for a while. Okay. Noah, you've been building that boat for 120 years now. I've heard of long-term building projects, but seriously, the neighbors are beginning to talk. And you have no idea what kind of teasing the kids are getting at school. Poor Ham, Shemp, and Jeffrey. J-Patch. J-Path. I'll never get these right! Come in!
Hi, Olivia. I just wanted to let you know I'm running to the store. I'll be back in 15 minutes.
Great.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just looking over the... No, I'm practicing now.
Okay,
let's see. G7. Fingers here, here, and here, and...
Don't worry. I'm sure you'll get it.
Okay, thanks. 1, 2... It's too much. My fingers hurt. I need a break. Hi.
Oh, hi, Olivia.
Oh, Miss Parker. I was beginning to think you'd forgotten our lesson today.
Oh, no, I didn't. I'm here.
Well, do you care for a lemonade before you get started? You look like you could use something.
Yes, please. That sounds really good.
While you do that, I'll make sure the rehearsal room is vacant. I'm looking forward to hearing your work on those new chords.
This will only take a minute. So, how are you doing, Olivia? Seems that you've been really busy over the last couple of weeks. You look tired.
I am. Just a little.
Now, here you go. Fresh squeezed.
Thank you.
So, how are the guitar lessons going?
Well, they're a lot harder than I thought, but I'm finally losing the feeling in my fingertips.
And that's good?
Well, it's better than the pain.
Here, I'll show you what I'm learning. Oh, no! I forgot my guitar. I must have left it at home.
Olivia, you made it. Good. We're ready to run your scenes.
My scenes? Now?
Uh-huh. Didn't you look at your rehearsal schedule?
Well,
Or
maybe that was last week.
We added time for the last few rehearsals before the performance. So hurry up. Everyone's waiting to do the flood scene.
The flood scene? But I thought we were doing the getting off the ark scene.
Oh, dear.
It's okay. I know it. Mostly. Kind of.
Oh, would you like me to tell Eugene you'll have to postpone your lesson?
Yes, please. Tell him I'm sorry, and I'll be sure to practice for tomorrow, and I'll remember my guitar, and thanks for the lemonade!
See you later, Olivia.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, Olivia.
I'll be up in my room.
Is everything all right?
Sure. Why?
I thought you had guitar lessons this afternoon.
I did.
Without your guitar? You left it next to the front door.
Well, I was...
How's that song coming? You think you'll have it ready by Saturday?
I'm doing my best.
I'm sure you are. Your abuelita will be so pleased. When can I hear some of it?
Sometime soon. Well, not yet, though. I want to be ready for my big debut. I want you to be surprised, too.
Oh, that's sweet. We decided to have her party at the banquet room in the Hacienda restaurant.
Really? She'll like that.
We'll have to be there at noon, though, so we can decorate.
Noon? Okay. Well, I'll be upstairs.
It's your turn to set the table for dinner.
Okay. Set the table. Chord practice. Learn lines.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yeah, it's all right. I mean, I'm all right. Never mind.
Okay, thanks, everyone. Get plenty of rest tonight for the big show tomorrow. See you at noon, sharp.
Connie, I'm going to tighten the rigging on top of the ark. It looks loose to me.
Okay, thanks, Whit.
See you, Connie.
Olivia?
Yeah?
Please tell me you'll know your lines tomorrow, because if you perform like you
I'll
did today...
I'll know them, Connie. Like the palm of my hand.
Don't you mean like the back of your hand?
Ah, Miss Parker, there you are.
Eugene.
Come with me, please.
To where?
The rehearsal room. I've got a guitar tuned up and ready. I want to hear how you're doing.
Well, you don't have to worry about that.
I don't?
Everything will be just fine.
Well, you're performing the song for your grandmother tomorrow, correct?
Correct. I mean, yes.
Well, then I'd like to hear it. As a student of mine, your work indirectly speaks to my teaching skills. I want to be certain that you're prepared.
Wait a minute. She's playing a song tomorrow? What time tomorrow?
Noon?
Noon? You're supposed to be here at noon!
I am?
That's right, we've been saying noon all along! Haven't you been listening?
I thought I was, but...
Okay, all right. I'm sorry, Olivia, but I'm gonna have to find someone else to play Mrs. Noah tomorrow.
What?
Well, you can't be in two places at once. And even if you said you'd do the play, I'm not sure that I can trust you to know the lines, so... You're out, I'm sorry.
But I thought...
I suppose that simplifies things. Shall we go to the rehearsal room to hear your progress?
Yeah, okay. Well, no, I better not. I'm not ready. I can't do it. I can't do any of this. This is terrible.
Miss Parker?
Eugene, what just happened?
Well, I do believe that Olivia Parker is in the midst of a proverbial meltdown.
Oh, dear. Here, hold this hammer, will you?
Huh? Oh, well, of course. Don't suppose I'll ever hear that song.
Well, it's turned off. Why do you want to go in the imagination station?
To go back in time. Just a couple of weeks. Is that so much to ask?
Well, I'm afraid it doesn't work like that. Let's talk about this.
There's nothing to talk about. I blew it. I failed. Plain and simple.
Now, slow down.
Why did it have to be so hard?
I said I'd perform in the play because Connie needed me to. I said I'd play the guitar for my grandmother because I wanted to make my mother proud. And my grandmother happy. And I wanted to prove my dad wrong about the attic.
Oh?
Now look at me. I'm not in the play, I don't know how to perform the song, and my dad will be right. I don't finish things. I'm a flake.
Oh, now it sounds as if you overcommitted yourself, that's all.
That's all?
Well, it happens. Sometimes we get so caught up in trying to be helpful or being busy that we forget the Luke 14 rule of project management.
The Luke 14 what?
It's a passage in the Bible where Jesus talked about...
Wait a minute. Jesus talked about project management?
He said that no one should build a building without making sure they have the means to finish it. Or no one should go to war without making sure they have the army to win. Before we do anything, we should always count the cost. Otherwise, you wind up with a half-finished building or a lost battle.
Oh.
When you took on these commitments, did you stop to count the cost? Were you sure you had the time or the energy or the ability to pull it off?
No. I think that's why my dad keeps talking about the attic.
Okay, you lost me with the attic.
Well, it's full of things I thought I wanted to do, but I lost interest in or quit.
Because something else seemed more important to you.
Yeah, I'm a flake.
Oh, now you're no flake.
My dad thinks so. He said the money for my college education is in the attic.
Well, I'm sure he's joking about that. And I'm certain he doesn't think you're a flake. Still, he probably feels frustrated when he spends time and money to encourage you in your interests, only to have you drop them. You see, you have to count the cost before you commit yourself. Make sure you're acting for a purpose, not out of a whim, and have the discipline to stick with it.
But my family is going to be disappointed in me tomorrow.
Perhaps they won't have to be.
Why not? I can't play that song for my grandmother.
Oh, giving up, are you?
I'm not giving up. I don't know.
Ms. Parker, since you're no longer performing in the play, I estimate that you have approximately 18 hours to practice before your grandmother's party.
You want me to practice 18 hours?
Well, not all of it.
Phew.
You may sleep for 8 of those hours.
Are you serious? You think I should still try?
I do indeed. In spite of whatever you may be feeling, I do believe that you have the skill to play well. As your mother said, it's in your blood.
But I can't do it alone.
Who said you'd be alone?
All right. Mama, before we get to the cake and the presents, Olivia has something for you. Olivia?
Grandma, Abuelita, this is just a little song I learned to play for you, with the help of Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings and birthday salutations, or as they say in some parts of the world, Feliz cumpleaños, y que todos tus deseos se vuelvan realidad.
Abuelita, this is a song I heard that you love.
Ready? You start.
Okay. Over to you, Eugene.
And back to you, Olivia.
Eugene? Good.
Practice makes perfect, as they say. Come back for more lessons and you'll see for yourself.
Deal.
Back to you.
Take it away, Eugene.
You know, there's an important lesson in today's episode. When we commit to doing something, we should always see it to the end. And we... Dave!
Huh?
My script ran out?
Oh, yeah, sorry about that. We didn't get it written in time.
What? You mean you didn't actually finish the wrap-up for the show about finishing what you start?
Ironic, huh? Sorry about that. You're just gonna have to wing it.
Okay. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Finish What You... was written by Tim Hodge and Paul McCusker and directed by Bob Hoos, with sound design by Christopher Deal. Our cast included Hope Levy as Olivia, Will Ryan as Eugene, Katie Lee as Connie, and Andre Stoika as Wit, along with Mark Evan Jackson and Amanda Troop. Dave Arnold was our executive slacker.
Hey.
And I'm Chris, sorry. Hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in...